And we certainly are appreciative of Bill Thomas, Farm Bureau Financial Services, for being a part of this Guest of the Day segment each and every day, and our online presence as well. As we welcome in Sherry Orcutt and Angel Emmanuel to talk a little bit about the dementia-friendly community. First and foremost, thank you so much for sharing your moment or share your morning with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
You know, I think it was for the folks that maybe caught the conversation. It was a couple weeks. Oh my goodness, it's been more than that. Wow. Let's circle back. What is the concept, the idea of a dementia-friendly community? I think that's a safe place to restart.
Definitely. First and foremost, we'd like to just increase the understanding and awareness of dementia in our community, helping family members, loved ones, friends be able to identify and love and care the person living with dementia as they are and not identifying them as the disease itself. There's a big difference there. Also, just decreasing the stigma of dementia. A person living with dementia can have a very good high quality of life, and that's very important. Equipping people with tips to effectively communicate with someone living with dementia. Like to be able to help people understand that this is a disease of the brain and it's not something that the individual can control. Also, we'd like to get the community members to take action to help those living with dementia help to live a high quality of life by being more patient, empathetic, kind, acknowledging, recognizing people that may be in a challenging situation and offer support, and also to be more aware of our own impact actions in the community settings.
Now, Angel, you work for Care Initiatives Hospice, and I imagine as such, you are very much a part of a number of people that are afflicted with dementia. What's the best advice that you give people family members, you know, because hospice is coming in to help a situation out, but usually there's family members there. And having had a relative that had it, I can understand there's always frustration. Why don't they remember me? Why don't they do this? What's the advice that you give them as you come into a family like that?
First and foremost, just be with them in the moment. Don't try to correct them. Don't try to tell them that they're wrong. Don't ask them if they remember you. Just meet them where they are and just get yourself involved in their story as it is right now.
Now, I know that the last time we talked 6 weeks ago, wow, that seems like a blink of an eye there, Sherry. But we were talking about kind of a forum, a discussion that you were having about the dementia-friendly community. What's changed since then?
So a lot has changed. I'm excited to share. So we've had Angel with Care Initiatives has joined the committee, but we have approximately 8 people now that are on the committee, where it was kind of just a couple of us for a while there.
But that's wonderful.
And so, yes, we've increased in numbers because obviously many hands make light work. but with those additions, we also have 4 and I think 5 and possibly 6 that are willing to do the dementia-friendly education sessions or knowledge sessions.
Now, so, the additional volunteers, the mm-hmm. people, are they coming from backgrounds like Angel's where they kind of already had some exposure, or are we getting all walks of life kind of thing?
Really, it's all walks of life. So a lot of, you know, we love having people as part of a business to support. To support us. However, I think we also don't want it to be coming from, this is our organization, you know, I have my business as well, this is how I think it should be. We really want to be a community effort. So what we're finding is we have, you know, my parents had dementia. We have somebody who it was their spouse that had some form of dementia. It's their friend that had some sort of dementia, somebody from their church. So, and then they want to get involved and help with the initiative. So that has changed. Care Initiatives Hospice has been gracious enough to allow us to use their building, and RMC has also been very open to letting us use their facilities as well. We've decided to start with the Care Initiative Hospice space because they have such a great community room. And it's very easily accessed. So out of this committee, we have come up with three main goals in our application to become a dementia-friendly community. Our three main goals are to provide a social setting in which people can feel comfortable to bring their loved one, or their loved one can come and ask questions and be a part of that situation, and to support caregivers. The second is to provide a support group. So once a month we intend to do a support group where we'll provide some educational material to assist people that are caregivers. And then lastly, we will be offering throughout the county. So if different people in different areas of the county want to have us come, one of us, not just Angel and I, but the other members of the committee will come and present the dementia-friendly sessions. So that's just a one-hour session of helping people gain the understanding and the topics in which Angel was speaking to.
You know, just as everybody is different, you know, their makeup, their history, their background, we're discovering there's so many different forms of dementia. It's not this blanket thing. And a support group, a socialization of caregivers, of family members, of folks that are in the early stages of dementia, at least opens up a dialogue that, you know, so you can anticipate things, you can discuss things.
Right. And one thing that we hear a lot and updating, and Angel was going to help with that as well, going to help, but the resources, what resources are available. And so some of what I've been doing is also stemming from a support group that I am a part of in Cedar Rapids. And just recognizing the number of people that feel so alone because they don't know other people in the community are living in the similar circumstances, that they just feel challenged. And, you know, part of my business is helping support families one-on-one. And I'm actually going in to speak with them and trying to get them, it's okay to let people know, because then people can support you. But it's also hard because we want to reduce that stigma that Angel was referring to. People think, have lots of ideas of what it means to have dementia.
You guys are getting started right away. Your first social event is next week.
It is. It is. So we do have the first social event is November 30th from 4 to 6 p.m. And so we're going to just have some light finger food, refreshments type things. And that will be at the Care Initiative Hospice building, the old Casey's building. And again, it's in their building, but it has nothing to do with hospice itself. And we don't want that to deter people. We very much appreciate them being a part of our community and offering that space. And then the dementia friends session we're going to offer in that same space Saturday, December 2nd at 9 a.m. And we don't require RSVPs for any of this, but we do encourage people to reach out to Angel or I if that's something that they would like to do to join us.
So. You know, we're pressed for time, but and this is a topic that we could talk on and on. I mean, but if someone is wanting more information, Angel, I know that you're offering your phone number to let people call and ask, and you can reach out to them.
Right, yeah. Anyone can reach me at my cell is 563-542-0618, and I can help offer, you know, any answers to their questions or give them more information on becoming part of our committee and our chapter in the county.
And Sherry, of course, you're always available too.
Yes, my number is 563-920-8745. And lastly, I would just like to encourage people. So we do have it set up that we're going to have starting in January, the second Thursday of every month at 5:30 p.m. We're going to provide a social, dementia-friendly social. And the fourth Thursday of every month at 5:30, we're going to do a support group format, and that will all be held at that Care Initiative Hospice building. But for anyone, we just would encourage, if people want to get involved, we'd love to have you. If you know somebody that can benefit from our services, please make that referral, and reach out, because what we do as individuals in the community have a big impact on the lives of those of living with dementia.
Well, we certainly appreciate you guys coming in this morning, and we look forward to bigger and better things, a growing organization, because that shows the love and support that the community has for this cause as well. A part of our guest of the day right here on Mix 94.7 KMCH.